Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels out to gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the ancient world, archery was very popular. They used to set up bullseyes to practice their accuracy. So there you are. Now, once that arrow is in flight, you can't change its direction. And that's the way the Israelites describe sin. If something happens in your life and all of a sudden your life is going in the wrong direction like an arrow, you can't seem to change its direction. And that's exactly what Peter meant, you know, when he was in the boat full of fish. The Lord made a big catch. He dropped to his knees and he said to the Lord, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." What he meant to say is that my life is going in the wrong direction. Remember what Jesus said in response to that? Like he was an arrow going and he can't change direction. He said to him, "Follow me. Follow me." And that arrow that is going in the wrong direction will land in the bullseye every time. When I was younger, my father used to, every year we'd go hunting with his buddies. And one year he went and one of the younger, inexperienced hunters got horribly lost in the deep woods of Maine. And he panicked and he called my father on the walkie-talkie. And my father could hardly hear him through all the static because he was almost out of range. And so after my father calmed him down, he says, "I want you to listen. I'm going to shoot the gun. You stop. And you turn back to the walkie-talkie. Get back on the radio with me. If you don't get contact, that means you're out of range. You can retrace your steps back, and we'll try it again." And that's what they did. Every 10 steps he took, he would get back on the radio. My father would shoot, and they would follow him in. And eventually he got him in. He got him out of the woods and into the camp. I remember my father coming home that hunting trip, and he told us the story. I was so impressed that my father figured out how to get him back in, how to save the guy from being in the scary woods at night. Now, I say that because in the gospel, Jesus talks about the tribulation of the world, that sometimes when the world is going to get dark, there's going to be no light. The sun light will be gone. The moon won't shine anymore. The stars will fall out of the sky. No light at all. It sounds like being lost in the deep woods of Maine in the middle of the night in the cold. What do? Because it happens sometimes you get lost. Well, Jesus tells us what to do. Right after that, he said, "My words will never pass away." So that's what you do. We take 10 steps in life and we stop. We stop and we listen. We listen to that voice. We listen to his voice. We hear him say, "When you pray, say, Our Father." And we do it. And then we take another 10 steps in life and we stop. And you listen And he may say, do unto others as they would do unto you. And we do it. And then you take another 10 steps and you stop. And he says, give a cold glass to the Lord for instruction. And he may say, leave your gift at the altar and reconcile with your brother or sister. He may say, turn the other cheek. Lots of instructions, but we listen. And you know, our life is no longer that arrow in flight that cannot change direction. You know, the definition of sin for the Israelites was missing the mark. Was missing the mark. It was an archery term. And that arrow is no longer, we're no longer that arrow. We're now a smart car with GPS.